You're listening to the audio production of Attacking Anxiety, From Panicked and Depressed to Alive and Free, by Sean Johnson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Foreword read by Craig Grishel.
Dedication. To my wife Jill and our three boys, Ethan, Austin, and Ashton. Without the four of you in my life, I'm not sure I would be here today. I can't thank you enough for your love, support, and encouragement. I love you so much, it hurts. To anyone who finds themselves dealing with anxiety, depression, or hopelessness, if it seems like the darkness may never go away, I know how you feel. But I'm living proof that God can change lives, and my prayer for you is that my story will help you find more peace, joy, confidence, and freedom than you ever thought possible.
Foreword by Craig Rochelle. Pastor Sean Johnson is different, very different. When I say Sean is different, I don't mean in this person is really strange, so I better be really careful around him type of way. I'm talking about a very rare and special kind of different. The moment I met Sean, I knew he was a real deal. It was impossible to miss. I love that Sean is raw. He's always real. If you don't believe me, keep reading and you'll see I'm not exaggerating. He's also gut-wrenchingly honest, even if it would be better for him to tone down what's true. Sean is humble, almost too humble. Can a person be too humble? He's down-to-earth, relatable, and has incredible compassion for the most broken. Sean's got a genuine love for God that's neither annoying nor overly religious. His relationship with God is sincere. His love for God is contagious. Even though Sean is an amazing husband, world-class dad, and the founding pastor of one of America's greatest churches, he's not a superhero. He's very human. In fact, for years, this very special, unusually humble, sincerely godly man struggled with a hidden burden. Sean battled ongoing, crippling, life-altering anxiety. At one point, when most thought Sean was on top of the world, his inner life was falling apart. The pressure and anxiety became more than his body could bear, and Sean hit rock bottom, hard. I remember talking to him and his wife Jill like it was yesterday. Every word he uttered felt filled with fear. Through tears, he cried out, terrified that he'd hit a point of no return. My wife and I were honored.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?